you for choosing Rotary, the improvised comedy podcast. The suggestion for today's episode is...
Wonder.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, are you still at the store?
Yeah, I'm still at the store. Did you need something?
Yeah, I'm trying to make bread and, I'm trying to make a sandwich and I don't have any bread.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I can go ahead and pick some up for you. Do you want that fancy wheat stuff that you like, or is just, like, Wonder Bread okay?
Dad, you know I like the fancy wheat stuff.
I know you like the fancy stuff.
I was afraid you threw away the bread because you're doing that keto thing.
Well, God, you got me. I did throw it away. There was this whole elaborate thing I was going to do where I was going to buy the bread and then I was going to throw it out the window and say that birds grabbed it. I had fully figured it out, but Jesus, this is awkward. You called me out. You're right. I threw it out. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate you being honest with me. Did you recently throw it out? I'm going to look in the trash. It's in the
No,
bag
it's not.
Still,
I went to the dump before this so I could cover my tracks.
Oh.
God, this is really...
Oh, my God. These are my cookies. I baked you these chocolate chip cookies, Dad.
Oh, I didn't... I forgot I threw those away. I was supposed to drive to the dump. I was going to bury it. It was going to be at night. It was going to be like a whole thing. Oh, man. I'm so sorry I was dishonest with you. It's just... I really love the keto diet. It's the most healthy diet, and I want you to realize how healthy this family could be if we only ate red meat.
Dad, we've been over this, and again, thank you so much for coming clean and just admitting it, but keto's probably not good for us, and you don't have to interfere with my eating habits.
Okay. All right. I'm going to suck it up, even though I vehemently disagree with you, and I'm in the bread aisle right now. Is there a specific bread that you would like of the wheat variety?
The fancy Sierra Le Bon. You know.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, but there's like these birds that just came into the store, and they're lifting it up now, and they're carrying it out the skylight.
Dad, what did I say?
This is an emergency. I'm going to have to hang up. I've got another call coming. I love
really
you so much.
You are doing really good, being honest.
All right, hang up.
Hey. It's Kato.
Hey.
Kato Craig. I'm your nutritionist. Just checking up on you there.
Hey, Kato Craig.
Wanted to make sure you were fully in a state of ketosis.
I'm getting there. I'm any day now. I'm really hoping that it's going
to
hit.
Yeah. I mean, to get yourself into, you know, exercise to help. But like I said, just eliminate all carbs. Anything carbs
gotcha.
In your house, you want to get rid of it, okay?
No, believe me, it's been tearing apart my relationship with my children.
This is why I do the two-day checkup, because right now you're going to get into a lot of relationship stuff where people are trying to pry you apart from keto, and you don't want to listen to them, okay?
Do you really think this is healthy, Kato Craig?
I think that these people telling you not to do keto, full of carbs. Get them out of your life. Cut them out.
Yeah,
okay.
But we're talking about my family, and I really don't want to cut out my family.
Look, you said you only want to do keto for like a couple weeks to a month, so, you know, they'll be there when you get out of ketosis.
Okay, I really want to trust you. I mean, what should I do right now? Because I'm like in a predicament.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on FaceTime real quick.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't always do this, but you need a little inspiration, so here's my six-pack. Just want you to look at it.
I mean, that's really impressive. But that's not more impressive than the love of my family. I mean,
I feel like people love you more when you're attractive. Do you feel that way?
I mean, I really want to believe it.
Yeah. See, you know, you're trying to cut back from that gut instinct, but I'm telling you, your loved ones, your family, they will like you more when you're thinner and more attractive. Look, I'm telling you, stay on it. I got another call, but you keep at it, okay? Cut those carbs out of your life.
Okay. I'll do my best.
All right.
All right. Kato Craig.
Hey, baby. I was just making sure that our date was still on for tonight.
Yeah, Babe, you know I wouldn't miss anything with you, okay?
I just can't wait to see those abs. And also, there was a voicemail for you here at the house about some photo shoot you're supposed to do. I thought you were done with modeling.
You know, hey, I've been trying to cut back, babe, but they just keep pulling me in, all right? You know, this job, I was just walking down the street and a random person, you know, I was shirtless, but they stopped me.
You're just too damn sexy, babe.
Well, you're too damn sexy, okay?
Stop it.
Look, I'm gonna treat those pants like carbs and cut them off you, okay?
Oh, I really like that. I feel like it's time for us to, I know we've been thinking about it, but maybe we should start thinking about, you know, taking it a step further.
Look, I'm telling you, I want to go there with you, but your labia has carbs in it, okay? And while I'm in a state of ketosis.
Babe!
I know, but babe, when I'm in ketosis, anything can throw me out of it, all right?
It just feels unfair because you say that sperm doesn't have any carbs, but I feel like it really does.
It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm telling you, babe. Look, I'll see you at dinner tonight. We can talk about it. You know, we can talk about it there.
I feel like we could talk about it here, but I guess it's fine.
Dude, look, I like you and I want to do it. And you're the second most important thing to me, right behind being in a state of ketosis for the next 6 to 8 weeks, okay? So if you can just wait and be patient.
I'm gonna
switch into FaceTime. Hold on. There they are. You see them?
No, I see, babe. You look so good. I just want to...
Yeah.
I feel like you always say the next 6 to 8 weeks. It's always the next 6 to 8 weeks. And it's never going to be my time. We've been together for 6 to 8 years. You know what I mean?
I know, babe. Babe, one day I'll cut it all out. I will, for you.
I really hope so. You know what? I got other stuff going on. I'm still here at work.
I'm gonna leave my phone facing me as I walk away, and you can just hang up at any time as I walk away, okay?
Yeah, I like to see the bag. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Hey.
Hello?
This is Casey with an I, right?
Yeah.
We were paired up for the econ project, and you were supposed to be at the library like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. You know, I went home and I made my smoothie, and then I came to work for a second because I really like just doing yoga in my free time, and I get to use this place whenever I want.
Wait,
so,
sorry, are you coming or not?
Yeah, I'm on my way out. I just let me grab my mat. Namaste. Okay. I'm on my way. I'm like 5 minutes out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just making sure because I'm ready. And yeah, it's kind of annoying that you didn't tell me you'd be late.
Well, to be frank, I'm a Gemini. That's just kind of my thing that I do.
What does that have to do?
It's just my personality, you know.
We see Casey very carefully take out her keys very slowly and slowly organize her keys as she slowly walks out the door.
Okay.
Okay, you know, we only have like 45 minutes until the library closes anyways. So if you could just get here,
I'm
so we can do this.
I'm on my way. I'm a deliberate Gemini. What's your star sign?
I'm a Taurus. We can talk about this in person.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. I'm getting in the car.
Okay.
Put my seatbelt.
Are you hitting on me?
What? No, I'm putting my seatbelt on. I'm just trying to keep you entertained. That's my Gemini trait. Okay.
Okay, just make sure you bring your...
I'm going to put you on the speakerphone in my car.
I don't need to know the details. Just bring
your
book. You
sound really tense. Are you a tense Taurus?
Oh my gosh. I have a B+ and I need an A, okay? So if you could just get here, that would be great.
You're one of those achieving Tauruses. Let me just put on some... I've got this playlist I made. It's a meditation zen.
Great. I'm getting yelled at in the library for talking too loud, okay? So
you can just go outside for a minute. You're not reserving a table or anything, are you?
Yes, of course.
Like a room?
Can you just get here, please?
We see that Casey is still picking a song from the playlist.
And let's go with Calming Bowl. Yes, okay. Do you know about the bowls? Have you ever... It might sound like something you need, maybe.
Listen, you have the address, right?
Yeah.
The address?
Just keep your little tourist self there. I'm on my way.
Oh my gosh, okay.
I'm 5 minutes out.
We see Casey slowly turn the key in the ignition.
Okay. You know what? Why don't you send me your location?
I'm with my car.
Send me your location. If you're not here soon, I will meet up with you, okay?
That's just going to take too long. It's going to take me 10
minutes. It's quite
easy.
I can walk you through it.
We see somehow Casey is back in her kitchen looking around.
Shit.
Just give me your location. I'll know where to find you. Do you want me to come to you?
Now, which library are you at again?
I'm at the Parr Library. The par one.
Par.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta take this, even though I shouldn't. Sorry.
You wanna put me on hold?
Just get here. I can talk to you in person.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Hello?
Hi. So I found this hat at this record store, and I had this number on it. And it says, if found, please call this number, and I'm please calling that number.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's brown, and it's frayed at the tip?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Well, I'm still at the record store. I mean...
Okay, do you want me to meet you there? I have to have that hat.
Is this hat valuable or something? Because I could use the money.
No, it's not valuable. It's just for sentimental reasons.
Sounds pretty valuable. How much, what would you take for it?
Listen, I'm not going to take anything for it, okay? I'm just going to come meet you there, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it from you. You know it belongs to me. I'm leaving right now, and I could be there in five minutes.
In 5 minutes, I'm going to be in an undisclosed location.
Wait, did I just hear a car start? No, stay where you are or send me your location so I can meet you.
No, you're not getting my location. I'm turning off all my GPS right now, so there's no chance that you could find me. I'm off the grid, lady.
Wait, why did you call me if you were going to give me this hat?
I thought it wasn't worth anything. It looks just like an old raggedy hat to me, but if it's worth money, then who's going to say no to an opportunity? That's what I say.
Oh my gosh. I'll give you $5, okay? It's I just want it for super sentimental reasons. It's really not valuable.
It would sure be a shame if this hat that I'm holding out the window would just let go of my hands.
No, don't do that. Don't you do that. Or you send me your location so I can pick it up at least.
I don't know where I'm at. I just started driving.
Oh my gosh.
This is what I do. I don't even know where I'm at right now, so that there's an extra level of security. That's why I always have an extra level of security.
You know, people who have Teslas love Teslas.
How did you know I was in a Tesla?
You have a Tesla. Great. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to find you. This town is small. I bet it's the gray.
Oh, my God. Are you the lady who's whipping around the corner right now?
Yes. That is me. I'm on your tail.
Oh, crap. I don't even know where I'm at. I can't get out of here.
Well, you better pull over right now, or this is gonna get dangerous.
We see my car take a hard left turn onto like a dirt road and start driving up a mountain road.
You're never gonna get me!
Are you kidding me? I have a Subaru!
Oh, this Tesla, why did I invest in green technology?
Here, give me that hat! Roll down your window.
I'm rolling down my window. I can see you're right next to me.
Give me the hat.
Okay, what would you, $5,000.
I'm gonna throw my econ book at you.
Oh no! She shows the econ book. I go off into the ditch and I'm like through a meadow now.
Oh, here. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You drive a hard bargain. $2,000.
No, listen. I'm not trying to kill you, but I will keep throwing stuff at you, running you off the road. I just want the hat. I have $5 in my pocket.
I am terrified!
We see she gets a text message saying, where are you?
my God, I forgot I have something else to do. Ugh. Listen, give me that hat, okay? Just give it to me or I'm gonna gouge your eyes out.
We see Andy reach out of the car with the hat and it goes flying off the mountain and gets carried by the wind far, far away like a leaf in a Forrest Gump movie.
You piece of shit.
It's free now. It's free. I won't try to go get it. Let's just say that's the deal now.
We see she gets another text message that says, "Guess I missed you."
Oh my God.
Stop ramming my car! Stop ramming my car!
When I read my horoscope this morning, it said I will be the Taurus bull that I am, and I am gonna ram this car.
This Tesla has a defective battery and I haven't changed it yet. Please, we're gonna die.
I care not. That was George Clooney's hat, and he gave it to me in confidence after a night on the town.
We see both cars explode after the battery in the Tesla ruptures.
We see smoke come out from it, and someone outside of the car is calling the fire department or the police. Hello. There's been a wreck. It's at 40th and Vine. It looks like two cars fell off the mountain again.
Oh, again. Okay.
Again.
It's always happening.
We've got two people on the line just for this. This happens so often. I can't believe it.
If you could put like a red light or something at the top of that mountain, I don't know, something to slow down traffic.
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, we have a ton of suggestions. I want a mural there. Yeah.
Ooh, I think that's cute. I
you guys can figure that. I'm just throwing that out. There's probably dead people in these cars.
Right. Probably.
It's a deadly accident here.
We should probably do our job as dispatch and probably like.
Yeah, I was hoping.
What if like a fountain was there?
Ooh, I like a fountain. Oh, sorry, we'll send someone out and we'll give you a call back when they're on their way.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello, what's your emergency?
This is 911.
Wait, there's two dispatchers on 911?
Well, today there is.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of things have been happening.
Okay, yeah, there's an electrical fire over here on Main Street. It looks like it's getting out of control pretty quickly, and I just wanted to call in.
On what street?
Main Street, over near Campbell.
Oh, do you know who lives there?
Who?
It's Tori.
What?
Yeah, Tori lives over there.
I don't know who lives here. I'm just saying you should probably get the fire department out here really quickly.
Oh, we will. Are there a lot of bodies?
No.
Are there any animals hurt? Oh my God, are there any animals hurt?
That would be so sad.
Actually, there is someone. I see someone now, actually, in the second story. It looks like they're being electrocuted. Like, you really need to get someone down here.
Wow.
That's kind of interesting. That hasn't happened since last Tuesday, but we will definitely.
Do you want me to get some Starbucks? Because I'm about to go on my 15 and it's.
I'm on a diet, so if you could do like the slim one or.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got a keto menu. Is that your phone or is that my phone?
Our phone.
It's our phone. It's dispatch phone. Okay. You want to answer?
What's your emergency?
911.
I have to be very quiet. There's someone outside my house.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Can you say that again?
I'm sorry. I got to be really quiet. Someone's outside of my house right now. I can't talk a lot. My address is 806 Warnock.
I was just thinking that. Oh my God.
I lost my virginity on that street.
Don't laugh so loud. They can hear you, okay?
Oh, do you remember that party that we had over there? Because that was our first apartment together.
You're right. Oh my God. That was so great. Remember how Ted threw up and then passed out in your bed?
Oh my God. I will never forget. By the way, do you need fire, ambulance? Who do you need, do you think?
Are you talking to
police?
Me now?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I need police. I need someone. They're trying to break in, I think.
See who's on duty tonight.
Wait, how many bodies are there? I think we're always supposed to ask.
Me and this person outside.
Oh, there's usually more. You just can't see.
You know what?
Okay, we'll send someone.
Yeah, we'll send someone.
Yeah, someone.
You know who I think is on dispatch or on police tonight? Who's on duty?
Who?
I think it's Ted.
No. Yes. I think it's Keto Craig.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the phone, why aren't they picking up?
Oh my gosh. You should totally pick this up. Are you okay to pick it up?
We can do it together.
Okay. One, two.
Oh, what's your emergency?
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God. I just got hit by a bus. There's no one else here. The bus drove away. I'm in a ditch. I'm terrified. I need a paramedic. I can't believe I'm running on pure adrenaline right now.
Babe, do you remember when you had your little freak out when it was your period time?
Oh my God, yes. I need to get a Xanax prescription. It was crazy. Oh, wait, we're supposed to ask.
How many bodies?
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. I can't feel my entire body right now.
So do you think you need fire, police, paramedics? What do you think?
Any of them, all of them. I'm like on a country road and like there was just a Greyhound bus that went by. There's no other bodies here.
That is like that's what you said tough. When you were having your meltdown, remember?
Oh my God, it totally is.
Oh, it's break time.
Oh my God, it's break time. Well, let's go to Starbucks first.
Okay, all right.
We'll send someone your way.
Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, you don't know who I am and you don't know why I'm calling, but I know who you are.
I'm sorry, I don't know. What?
Get away from the accident. Go away from it.
Okay, I'll try.
Have you noticed you got hit by an entire city bus and you are unscathed? There's no marks on your skin, no broken bones.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I can't feel my body, but I don't see any actual damage.
Yeah, you're special.
What? Who is this?
You're special. You're one of my what I call special people.
What? All right. Is this like some sort of Umbrella Academy shit?
Look, my name's Charles Gregory. Okay, I live on a mansion on top of the hill behind you. Walk up. I'll open the gate.
All right, we see my character walk up to the gates and ring the buzzer at the gate.
On the doorstep is George Clooney's hat, and he puts it on.
Oh, nice hat.
The gates open up, and we see, like, a moat around everything. A bridge comes down. He walks across it. There's, like, magical creatures all around him as he walks by.
Is that a griffin?
Come in. Glad to have you.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad I didn't have to ring that giant lion door knocker. That looked heavy.
Yeah, no, I wanted to meet you up front because, again, you're very special.
A woman walks up.
Oh, I'm his assistant.
You might have noticed she can magically appear and disappear. She's one of my special people. Happens to be my assistant.
Okay, what the hell is going on? Somebody needs to tell me what's going on right now.
Okay, I will tell you. Look, there's a lot of magical people who work here, but we're just a normal daycare, okay? I saw you were especially strong. We're looking for, you know, someone to be a guard here. We pay $15 an hour.
Mr. Gregory, I told you, just choose the men with six packs.
Those people aren't special. If you cut those abs, they bleed.
Okay, I still don't understand what's happening to me right now.
I run a daycare. Special people work here. Magical people with magical powers. You're one of them.
Okay. All right. I guess this is my life now.
Yeah. I mean, what were you doing before him?
I was just walking down a country road. My car broke down.
Mm-hmm. And you got hit by a bus.
Yeah, unscathed. I got hit by a bus.
And now you can work as a bodyguard and daycare for a reasonable wage with small benefits.
Okay.
I mean, your whole world's turned upside down, is it not?
We see a small child who's on fire walk up and say, hey, when's Mr. Cato Craig gonna come back to babysit us?
Mr. Cato Craig was not all he said. Ketosis doesn't give you magical powers.
But Mr. Craig was so fun.
Well, Mr. Craig is now an Instagram model, okay?
Okay, you can look him up. Charles.
He's at Cato Craig, 6'9".
I'm gonna go burn down some trees.
Okay, I'm getting a phone call.
Okay, well, I'll be here. We can talk about your benefits plan.
Okay. Hello?
Dad,
Where are you? You have been gone for like 3 hours.
I think I'm in some sort of X-Men situation, but I've never watched X-Men, so I'm not sure.
Dad, what did I say about being honest?
I'm serious. I know that I've made things up, but like I'm in some sort of... It feels like a movie that maybe I don't know the reference to, but it's really weird, and I don't know what's going on. There's like children on fire. There's Dad, a griffin in the...
Dad, if you're gonna be like that, then we're not gonna have like Sunday meals together anymore, okay?
No, look, really, seriously, I mean...
Watch out for the flying kids!
Okay, there's kids flying now? Maybe it's like Adam's family or something, I don't know.
Is that for real? Or are you like in some ketosis hallucination?
You know what? I got hit by a bus, so I could very well
be
hallucinating.
What? You got hit by a bus?
Yeah, I should have led with that. Yeah, I got hit by a bus.
Okay, where are you? I'm gonna come get you.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing. No, that doesn't really check out.
Dad, is there like a street sign anywhere near you?
You know, weirdly enough, this is on Maine, near Campbell.
Okay, perfect. Send me your location. Just, like, don't move, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay,
bye.
As he's waiting there, two cars fall off a mountain and crush on top of Andy, knocking his hat off down the hill where it just rolls down. We can see him in the background get up unscathed, push the cars off. And we follow the hat as it goes down the hill in front of Rosie's character as she's waiting for her friend.
My hat. It came back to me.
Thank you for listening to Rotary. This episode was improvised by
Katie Meeks,
Bobby McCoskey,
Rosie Carruth,
Andy Barrett.
Improv coaching provided by Xander Frost. Sound production by Andy Barrett. Rotary is a Relentless comedy production. Please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rotary Pod and at relentlesscomedy.org. Goodbye.